Russia as one of the 10 biggest economies in the world, but it's not even among the top 30 trading partners of the United States. Both countries want to fix that, and American firms are now welcome in Moscow, as Peter Van Dyke reports.
The green is unmistakable. These Russian workers are putting together a John Deere tractor. But the roughly 90 employees here don't make the tractors. David Larson, General Director of John Deere Russia, explains.
They're built in Waterloo, Iowa. That includes the engine, the drivetrain, and the tractor itself. It's tested, and then it is disassembled. We crate it, and we send it to Russia on an ocean-going container. And then we reassemble it here, test it, and distribute it to the Russian market.
Local assembly means lower tariffs than for importing a finished tractor. The Central Europe and former Soviet region accounted for 5% of John Deere's total sales last year. That's $1.4 billion. This plant, a big box of a warehouse near Domodedovo, about half an hour's drive south of Moscow, started operations 2 years ago. Despite Russia's reputation for red tape and corruption, Larson says it took just 9 months to get up and running.
That amount of time would be very good in any market in the world.
It may have been fast, but it wasn't necessarily easy.
We had more than 240 different certifications and inspections that we had to go through to build that factory. As long as you know what needs to be done and in what sequence, the bureaucracy here really is pretty effective.
Many Russians might say officials here are most effective at padding meager state salaries with bribes. John Deere is the subject of an SEC investigation for allegedly breaking the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act in Russia and neighboring countries. Deere says it is cooperating with the Securities and Exchange Commission and says the probe does not mean it has done anything wrong. Deere did have high-level government support when setting up this $50 million facility, its second in Russia. Modernizing agriculture is an important part of Russia's efforts to diversify its economy away from oil and gas. On farms in the former Soviet Union, modernization means machines. Deere's tractors and combines come with the latest GPS satellite tracking.
Already to date, for 2012, we've seen tractor sales up 50%.
Adam Fleck studies this sector for Morningstar Analytics. He says Deere's big tractors are a good fit for Russia's big and increasingly high-tech farms.
What's really great, I think, from Deere's perspective on the Russian markets is that it offers a lot of growth in the high-horsepower tractors as well. And it's a very under-invested country historically, so I think there's a lot of opportunity to re-mechanize the farmland there.
And 300 million acres of farmland needs a lot of tractors. Russia is also home to a quarter of the trees on Earth. Deere assembles forestry and construction equipment here as well. American officials see U.S.-Russia trade as the latest stage of President Obama's reset with Russia. Commerce Department Deputy Undersecretary Michelle O'Neill led a recent trade delegation of automotive sector firms.
Now, with a WTO accession and President Obama's reset, much more interest in, you know, what's happening in the Russian market, where are the opportunities, and how do I, as a U.S. company, take advantage of those?
Russia's imminent entry into the World Trade Organization will increase opportunities. But trade is not just about dollars and cents. Companies like Deere bring U.S. business practices too. Mikhail Andreyukin is a team leader on the tractor assembly line. He's young, like most of his colleagues, and embraces the Western work ethic.
At a Russian manufacturer, I think they let through a lot of defects compared with American companies. Here you don't hide things, and if something's broken, you need to come and say it's broken.
That sort of thinking is a shift for Russia. Andreyukin may not wear a suit and tie at a Moscow investment bank, but he is a part of the new Russian economy too. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.